We're going to find out how Blue Wahoo Stadium is doing, because we really appreciate his time. The president of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, Jonathan Griffith, kind enough to join us here. And Jonathan, hey, Paul Chestnut here. And thanks so much for your time. How are you and your family doing? Everybody safe through all this, throughout what, you know, the hurricane and post-hurricane period we're going through?
Yeah, Paul, you know, the big thing is everybody's safe. You know, it's one of the things that it's a time that all of us have to rebuild a little bit and have to clean up a whole lot. And overall, everybody's doing really well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, thanks for sharing some time, because, you know, we even was down there. When was it, late Wednesday afternoon, when you could, you know, go on out on the rope for a little bit, and Saul was still flooding in front of Blue Wahoo Stadium with the street. We even posted it on our Twitter here at Paul Chestnut. If anybody wants to see, but I'm sure everybody's seen enough of the photos everywhere else. How is Blue Wahoo Stadium doing? How did it?
Yeah, it did well overall. I think, you know, our entire outfield wall fell down. I mean, obviously we don't have baseball, so we got time to put that back up. But, you know, I think the biggest damage we had was just water that seeped down through. I mean, we had water coming from areas that we'd never seen before. So, you know, like my office itself was like a lake. So we got quite a bit of water damage through that. And it wasn't seawater. It was all water that just leaked down through the roof and came on down through there. So our team store, our offices, some storage areas, things like that. You know, one of the things that is phenomenal about the building itself is it was built up at a level of the highest that Ivan would have, water level that Ivan had been at. So safe-wise, we had no seawater, things like that. And we did obviously have the Nina go by, and that was pretty crazy. But overall, the stadium is in good shape. You know, the biggest problem we have is, like many other people that's out there, is we don't have power, so we're losing all of that food. So with all of our freezers and everything else, you know, today's kind of our last day that if we're not able to get power, we're going to have to throw all that food out. So we're hoping for the best. And of course, just cleaning everything up. We've had about 30 people on our crew working around the days doing the ballpark. We've done the bodacious shops. We did the Bubba Sweet Spot. So all of our locations, we're going around and cleaning up and cutting trees down and helping out in the community as much as we can.
Now, Bodacious and Bubba Sweet Spot, they do have power right now. Do those two?
We do. Yeah, we got power, and the brew through is actually open right now, which is the drive through coffee shop. Bubba's is open, so we got candy and all of that type of stuff. And then the bookstore over by Southtown, we're fully operational there with food and coffee there.
Well, how's downtown looking? How's downtown Pensacola operating from what you can share with us then?
Well, you know, it's getting better. I think that there's not a whole lot of traffic out here. You see cars from time to time, nothing like our normal. This is not a normal Friday, you know, but it's getting cleaned up. I would say it's safe to drive downtown right now. You know, we still have lights out. The big thing is making sure people treat it as a four-way stop. But otherwise, it looks pretty good down here. We got a lot of debris, but the debris's kind of picked up. A lot of parking lots are picked up, and now looks just people are trying to move forward, it looks like.
The Airbnb, the obviously very popular, you know, and congratulations, you're up for an award for it. What is it, the Golden Bobblehead, most prestigious award in minor league baseball. How will you move forward with that, with everything that that has happened at Blue Wahoo Stadium?
Well, as soon as we can get power, we're going to move forward and have people in there. You know, the problem we have right now is no power. So if we don't have power, we don't have air conditioning. And it's not a nice place to stay when you're in in those four walls underneath the stadium with no air conditioning. So as soon as that comes back on, as soon as we get power, we'll be open again for, you know, and we've actually been pushing that out to, like, the power crews and stuff like that to let them know that, you know, we have 20 beds that we can use right there. We also, you know, have the Lee House there So we have over about 30 beds that we can help out with, but neither place has power. So right now, nobody wants to stay there until we can get the power. But once we get the power, we're fully operational and ready to go. We were supposed to have a movie night tomorrow night, but unfortunately, we're going to have to cancel that due to the fact that, one, there's a curfew at 7 o'clock, and then, two, we don't have power.
Well, how fast can you get moving? Because obviously Blue Wahoo's organization did a lot during the summer months here for entertainment in the area, with obviously everything going on with the pandemic. How fast can you get moving to do a movie night or any other of your promotions that you'll be doing?
Yeah. Literally, as soon as we get power, we can be 100% rolling. I mean, we're cleaned up and ready to go, where we could have an event tonight if you turned on the power. Now, in saying that, we don't know what that damage did to the video boards and the electronics. So, in the perfect world, we could play, start everything tomorrow. But, until we turn everything on and kind of see what turns on and turns off, we'll be able to give everybody a better idea.
What was the hurricane like for you? Going through it,
it was crazy for me. For me, it was crazy because it was the first time I ever been in a hurricane. I've always said that I would be out of here. I have no want to be around for a hurricane, but unfortunately, I don't think any of us really knew we were getting a hurricane here. We all thought we were going to be missed. But I actually stayed at the ballpark, and so I felt safe there. I mean, it was good. It was one that after the bridge got knocked out, I wasn't going back over there. So it was kind of just sit here and see how it works, and it was a lot of wind, a lot of rain, stuff like that. But overall, I think seeing the boats and seeing that kind of stuff was really amazing. See what Mother Nature can do and how it can just pick up a several ton boat and just throw it where it wants to. It's just incredible to me.
So, Jonathan, you stayed at the ballpark throughout Hurricane Sally by yourself.
I did. Yep.
I mean, were you, and you're saying your offices got flooded, were you moving around from place to place, or were you?
I was just checking it just to check things out to see how I can help. Because it wasn't like flooding, like coming under the doors. It was like coming down and breaking ceiling tiles and that, coming down through crevices of the ballpark. So I was trying to go around and like put trash cans in it, and then eventually I got overwhelmed, and it took over. It just started going everywhere. But in the Airbnb, there was no, in both clubhouses, there were no leaks or anything. So I was perfectly dry and safe in there, and the power didn't go out till about 4 o'clock in the morning. So with that, I slept in the home clubhouse in the Airbnb, and then just got up and started cleaning up that next day.
Wow, that's amazing that you stayed there by yourself. And 12 hours, the eye, they said, was dealt with it all. Wow, it's amazing. I don't know if I would be doing that,
crazy.
But hey, congrats to you. you got some stories to tell now, about what...
Exactly.
what was your staff saying? That you stayed there, or the ownership. Quinn.
They thought it was crazy, but then, Quinn understood what I was doing. He said, because if you're going to be anywhere at the highest point in Pensacola and a stadium that was built to the highest hurricane standard, it's a pretty safe place to be. So it was one of those things that I was just trying to see what kind of things could I do during the meantime to try to not have so much damage kind of thing. And eventually you realize that there's nothing you can do when Mother Nature wants to do what it does. Just sit back, let it all happen, and then clean up afterwards.
Well, downtown was flooding around the stadium. I mean, did you think that you were going to be there for a while? You had to.
Well, I knew eventually it would go down, but I had food and water and everything else, so I could have sat there for a couple of days if I had to. But seeing Main Street was crazy, how flooded it was and everything. I just knew that I wasn't leaving my little island for a while.
Well, it's amazing, Jonathan. Let's talk some baseball a little bit here. Share with us, you know, minor league baseball. I believe, you know, here we are as we forget the dates. What, 18th or 17th of September? September 30th going to be a big day here with minor league baseball. You know, share with us, what do you think will happen with, I guess, contracts, you know, with major league teams, you know, moving forward then in October, yeah, and how you think the future may look like here for minor league baseball?
You know, and it's one of those things we don't know overall, but, I mean, I do know that major league baseball is going to take over minor league baseball, so there's not going to be, like, a middle man anymore. You know, it used to be the major leagues and the minor leagues. You know, the offices that then reported down to the team. So instead of having that other layer, we're now going to be directly with Major League Baseball for contracts of the teams, as well as, like, the partnerships and stuff like that. And, you know, I think overall it's going to be a good thing for us. It's going to be a learning curve for sure for everyone. You know, unfortunately there's going to be some teams that are reduced. I think that's going to be the toughest thing for teams. I mean, like a Jackson, Tennessee is probably not going to have a team in minor league baseball anymore. And the other thing is just the not knowing. We don't have a schedule yet. We normally had a schedule by last December. We would have had a schedule for 2021. So we're kind of flying by our pants right now, waiting to see what's going to happen with when do we play, how are we playing, you know, all of that kind of stuff. What are there new rules? We don't know. So we're hoping in the next, I would say probably 30 to 45 days, that we'll learn more. The contract's up in 2 weeks. So after that, you know, that's kind of a done thing. So then it's a matter of what can we get done. So it's going to be interesting to see how baseball looks. I think the average fan won't notice a thing. It's all behind the scenes and really into the business of the baseball is where we're going to see it, not so much of, you know, the average fan seeing a player here or there. This is still going to be great baseball, but it's just a matter of who's our affiliate going to be. We're not sure.
Yeah, I was just going to go there, so it may not be the Twins at all. Could be somebody else then.
It could be the Twins. You know, we don't know. Yeah. In the past, we used to have a choice in it. You know, like when we went through that Cincinnati Reds to the Twins ordeal, you know, that was something that was a process that we went through, of kind of an interview process with each side. And, you know, they interviewed us, we interviewed them, and kind of felt like, hey, who's that right bid? This time with Major League Baseball, they're just going to come in and say, hey, guys, Quint, you are now affiliated with Team A. Congratulations. Now work with them. And that's going to be a little bit different.
Do you feel this is going to be good for minor league baseball moving forward if that happens?
I do financially, because they're talking, the big thing with it is going to be putting together plans and national plans. So having, like, but you know how, like, the G League has the Gatorade League, right? Yeah. So they could have an overall sponsorship that would then give us money into the other cities. That would be a good thing. A better deal on merchandise and marketing and stuff like that, that we would be able to get. And, you know, if they do it the way that it's being proposed, I think it could be a very good thing. Is there going to be negatives? Sure. You know, there's going to be negatives, because at the end of the day, when you look at it, are they going to care more about, you know, the Minnesota Twins, or are they going to care about the Blue Wahoos? Where in the minor leagues, it was more they cared about the Wahoos. You had that care factor, you know. So we'll see how it all works out. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we have a great organization and great ownership group, so we're very safe here, where we don't have to worry about, you know, losing our team in our town like, 20 other cities are going to have to do.
Real quick, Major League Baseball, the way that they handled everything, I believe there's, what, another week to go. They start the playoffs, I believe, what, September 23rd, I believe, coming up real quick. Just share with us, you know, they had a little slow start. They had some COVID problems. But it looks like they're going to get through it here, and they're going to have a bubble here for the playoffs and World Series. Just your general thoughts, how things went.
You know, I think overall, when I look at how the NFL is handling it, that may be a little bit better. Granted, the NFL had a little bit more time. I think the fact that, you know, if you can have fans, I'm not sure why we can't figure it out, why we can't figure out, you know, with my smaller numbers and everything and the space that they have, I'm not too sure what the thought process is there. I think that, you know, with that, it's interesting to me that they decided to play baseball with zero fans, and that made better sense. I don't know. It's really frustrating to me, you know, especially as an operator, to see, like, why not do something, at least make the effort. You know, here at the Wahoos, we're doing these events. We're doing very safe events. We're making people wear masks outside. We're spacing people out. We're doing sanitations. We're doing all of those type of things. And I think those are important. And I think that, you know, for a community, I think it means so much for somebody to get out. We're having our first concert October 3rd. And we sold out of VIP areas, which means on the field in pods of 8 in less than 24 hours. So it shows that people really need something to do and get out into the community. And I think it's our responsibility to do that. And I think we need to take a better effort of doing that. But overall, I mean, I think the baseball is good. You know, it's just a little bit different hearing fake crowd noise. It's just a different time, you know, of baseball.
Jonathan, boy, we're glad that you're safe, especially after staying at Blue Wahoo Stadium throughout the entire hurricane here. Thank you. Thanks for doing this. Thank you so much for your time. And I got my son, Maddie, helping me out today here at the station.
Nice.
And we hope to see you soon over at the ballpark.
Absolutely, Paul. Thanks for having me on. And check on BlueWahoos.com for any updates on all the events and things that we'll be having coming up once we get the power.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.